This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We get you set for Sunday at the Masters. All the tee times have been pushed up because of the weather. The first threesome will get underway at 7:30 a.m. Eastern. And then at 9:20 a.m. Eastern, you have Molinari, Finau, and Tiger Woods teeing off. All the live coverage on CBS will commence at 9 a.m. Eastern. We'll head out to Augusta, Georgia right now. We'll welcome in a senior writer at Golf Digest, and that's Alex Myers, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now on CBS Sports Radio. Alex, it's Zach Gelb. Thank you for the time as always, and how are you?
You got it, man. Oh, I'm doing great. Pretty exciting stuff going on.
It is definitely exciting, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds on Sunday, especially with the Tiger element here once again. But I have to start you off with some food questions because I do follow you on Twitter at AlexMyers3, and I see that the Georgia peach ice cream sandwich is a big hit at Augusta.
Oh man, it's spectacular. You know, it's funny, I'm really more of a chocolate guy, so I think I just kind of written that dessert off as being, I don't know, healthy because it's peach ice cream, if that makes sense. And so I finally tried it this year, and it's amazing. I mean, the sugar cookies around it really make it. So that's kind of become one of my go-tos.
Now, we know all the food at the Masters is always cheap, and there's a legendary pimento cheese sandwich for $1.50, which is not that tough to afford. Do you have the pimento cheese sandwich, or is it overrated?
You know, I believe it or not, I don't eat any cheese. I'm like kind of weird like that. So I don't even want to be near the pimento cheese. If someone brings it next to me, it stinks. I don't go near it. I love the classic chicken sandwich. I would eat that for breakfast, lunch, dinner every day. It is so good. And also in the media center in the last 2 years with this new building, they actually have a full serve restaurant, which is incredible. And you sit down and you get waited on, and there's a buffet, or you can order off the menu. And the grilled chicken sandwich, I don't know what they do to it, but it's the best grilled chicken sandwich I've ever had. So that's what I go with.
What else do they serve at this buffet?
You know, it's different every day. I mean, and there's soup and there's salad. I mean, there's no other sporting event like it. In fact, I mean, you see every day, and I unfortunately missed it today. Alex Rodriguez came to the building to take a tour. I mean, it's the only media center where people come and take tours of it. That's how nice it is. It's a ridiculously absurd building, and I hope they have other functions there throughout the year because it's just a spectacular setup.
And I'm going to assume that A-Rod wasn't hanging out with Jose Canseco if Jose Canseco was at the Masters.
I don't think so.
Now, you said one thing I still can't get it past my mind. You're not a cheese guy. I love cheese. Here's the one thing, though. Does that mean you don't like pizza?
That's the first question people ask me. I make pepperoni pizza, or I get pepperoni pizza without cheese. That's what I order. I know. People say it's crazy. I've been doing it.
Interesting guy you are, Alex Myers.
So apparently Adam Scott told me he doesn't eat or like cheese either. And it's not like an allergic thing or anything like that. It's just a weird thing. And I just, for whatever reason, have never gotten into it. So yeah, it's weird.
All right, let's get to the golf talk. Alex sure. Myers here, senior writer at Golf Digest. It's a Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll start things off with Tiger. Had the bogey on 5 on moving day Saturday, and then had that big birdie on 6. Ended up having 6 birdies after 5 and 7 pars. That was really awesome to see Tiger Woods playing that way at Augusta.
I mean, the last 2 days have been thrilling, to say the least. I mean, you know, he's made 6 birdies each of the last 2 days, so that's just a ton right there. He's also made a few bogeys, and, you know, a couple of these birdies have been spectacular. Of course, most spectacular was on Friday from the trees with, you know, almost getting his career ended by the security guard clipping his leg. So, I mean, just an amazing week he's put together, despite the fact that he's missed a ton of short putts. He hasn't taken advantage of the par fives like just about all the other leaders. And, you know, even some of his iron play, not as sharp as you'd expect. So the fact that he's just still up there, it's really a testament to just how consistent he's become in this comeback. It's crazy. And you know, of course, anytime he's in the mix, it just adds a different atmosphere to everything. I mean, the crowds following him are remarkable. And, you know, you could go a couple up or back. The crowds aren't even, you know, they're one-tenth the size. So he's really energized this event. Not that it needed any energy. It's a great leaderboard, and it always seems to deliver this event.
We all know the story with Tiger Woods and how dominant he's been in his career and in the annals of golf history. And we know what has happened over, you know, the last few years with the whole DUI situation, the sex scandal, mm-hmm. all the surgeries, some of it his own wrongdoing, some things he can't control.
Sure.
It seems, though, this time around, and maybe with the run that he went on last year, he appreciates the game more now and he appreciates the support. You know, coming off the course on, it was Friday, he had a big smile on his face,
yeah.
and usually don't see that from Tiger.
Yeah, and that was right after he had missed great looks at birdie on 17 and 18. You would think that maybe he would be kind of kicking himself, but you're right. It was about the widest smile I've ever seen from him, and he was just soaking it in because, you know, I mean, he genuinely did not think he would ever do these things again. Just 2 years ago at the Champions Dinner, he told some of the guys there, I'm done. And then he returns this year, just 2 years later, he's the highest ranked champion in that room that night. So just an incredible turn of events for him to do that. You're right. He's appreciating it more. He's enjoying it more. He's enjoying hanging out with the other players. And just to be back in the mix. Now, again, of course, he did that a couple times last year at the last two majors of the year. But we all know Augusta, it's just different. You know, it's a place that, you know, where he jump-started his pro career with that 12-shot win in 97. And, you know, it's been a long time since he's really been in a final group and in the mix at the Masters.
I'm always a huge Tiger Woods fan, and I want to see him win on Sunday. I think it would be unbelievable to see. But even with how big of a Tiger Woods fan I am, as we're talking to Alex Myers on CBS Sports Radio, I doubted him, and I never thought he was going to win a major again. I remember in June of 2015, when he was 12 over, I'm saying, who are we kidding that Tiger Woods is going to make a return? He's been close recently. Open Championship, finished sixth. PGA Championship a year ago, finished second. What kind of Tiger Woods do you expect when he tees off at 9:20 a.m. Eastern on Sunday?
Well, you know, I expect a nervous Tiger Woods, and he even admitted that he was nervous today and that he's always nervous for these rounds. But, you know, we've seen in this latest comeback, you know, not that closer that we've seen in the past. You know, even his win last year at the Tour Championship, he got a little shaky down the stretch. He had to make a crucial up and down to kind of hold off his challengers when he had had a 5 or 6 shot lead early in the round. So, you know, he's certainly not obviously the same dominant guy. He's also not the guy maybe who intimidates these other players as much. And unfortunately, Francesco Molinari is the guy who stared him down head-to-head at Carnoustie and beat him and beat everybody in the field last year at the Open Championship to win his first major. So, you know, if anybody, you know, can say, hey, I can beat Tiger in the final round of a major, it's Francesco Molinari. So, and the way Francesco plays, just remarkable. He finished that Open with 37 straight holes without a bogey. He's currently working on a 43 straight hole streak without a bogey right now. The guy is a machine. He doesn't make a bogey. He only has won the whole week. He's got a 2-shot lead. And so that's going to make Tiger have to be a little more aggressive, I think, early. Whereas Tiger, when he wins, especially his majors, it has been, let me get the lead and kind of let these other guys play catch up. The role is going to be a little reversed tomorrow. And again, Francesco Molinari is about as tough of a guy as you can make up ground on.
And the Molinari story is incredible. Shot a 66 on Saturday. He's 13 under in the lead. Like you said, hasn't had a bogey in this tournament since day one, hole 11,
right.
Won the Open Championship. And, oh, yeah, by the way, at the 2006 Masters, as you know, you wrote an article about it, he was a caddy for his brother and was in the pairing with Tiger Woods. And he idolizes Tiger Woods. It's crazy.
It's a crazy journey that he's been on as well. Yeah, he caddied for his older brother, Eduardo, who had won the USAM. So the reigning USAM champ plays with the reigning Masters champ, who was Tiger Woods, you know, 2005. Of course, is in your life. Have you ever seen anything like this chip in? The pictures are incredible. It's a young Francesco. He's caddying. You know, who would have thought that 13 years later they'd be paired together, but this time Tiger wearing the red shirt, Francesco not wearing the white jumpsuit, but playing against him. And, you know, let's be honest, he's the favorite to win tomorrow. I mean, if they were heads up, you know, you'd probably still pick Tiger just because of all the experience and all the magic that he's created at this course. But Francesco, with the stake to a two-shot lead, you know, he's probably the guy to beat, and Tiger knows that. But it is interesting because of this early start tomorrow, which and very rare but smart move by the Masters to try to get everything done before the storms hit in the afternoon. They went to the threesomes. That is why Tiger is in the final group. If it was only twosomes as usual, it would be Tony Finau and Francesco Molinari. Tiger would be in that second to last group. That could be a huge difference, obviously, for Tiger to be in that last group, to get to have that rematch with Francesco and to be able to stare him down as they go along their business.
With them moving everything up, which you're right, it is the right move, a little bit obnoxious for someone that does an overnight radio show and wants to get some sleep, but
yeah,
hey,
right.
we'll have to deal with it. We won't get much sleep on Sunday.
Right.
How does the weather play a factor in this one? What are you hearing on the weather front since you're down there in Augusta, Georgia?
Well, hopefully it won't play too much of a factor. I mean, they're going off early enough that they should avoid the worst of the storm. I mean, believe me, everybody here is fingers crossed, especially the winners of the media lottery who don't want a Monday finish, and meaning they won't get to play Augusta. But, you know, the breeze will pick up because there is a major storm cell that will be blowing in at some point, hopefully late in the afternoon. So because of that, you know, I think the winds will pick up. It probably will be the toughest conditions then that we've seen all week. And then, you know, obviously you add in the pressure of a Masters Sunday. So I don't think we're going to see, you know, 364s again tomorrow and, you know, 66 by Francesco and a 67 by Tiger. I think we're going to see more scores that are, you know, around par, and, you know, maybe a couple under is going to be a really good score.
What do you think Tiger has to shoot on Sunday to win it?
I would think that he wants to break 70. I would think, you know, a 69, something in the 60s, he probably thinks would at least get to a playoff. I thought coming into today, he needed 268s. Well, he did a 67 today, so maybe he only needs 69 tomorrow. I think that's probably, you know, he doesn't like to say that he has target scores or whatever, but, you know, I think that if he shoots a 69, he knows he gives himself at least a chance, put a little pressure on Molinari to have to shoot under par as well.
Wrap it up with Alex Myers, senior golf writer at Golf Digest. We talked about the pressure. We talked about the connection with Molinari and Tiger Woods. This is Augusta. This is the Masters. It's different. We know Molinari was cool as cool could be at the Open Championship when he was paired up with Tiger Woods. Though for Finau and Molinari, since the hype is going to be as great as ever with Tiger Woods, how do you think both of them will handle it?
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting, especially for Finau, because, you know, this is a pretty new spot for him. He was in one of the later tee times at Shinnecock last year because he, you know, he shot that early, you know, one of those great early round scores before the conditions got all crazy there. But, you know, you're right. I mean, there's final round at a major, and then there's final round at Augusta. I mean, let's just be honest. It's different. We've seen crazy things happen. We've seen great charges. We've also seen collapses. You know, Rory McIlroy comes to mind with that 80 back in 2011. You know, it's as easy as the course can look, and we've seen the birdies pile up. You know, the greens are so treacherous, and there's so many holes in the back nine with water and everything else. You know, people know they kind of still have to tiptoe around this place. So, again, we've seen Francesco prove himself under pressure. We've seen him do it at the Ryder Cup as well. Certainly it's a bigger question mark for Tony Finau, a guy who only has one win, and it was an opposite field event, the Puerto Rican Open. So, you know, I think it's going to be a huge day for him in particular. And again, I've been a Tiger fan and just, you know, since I'm a kid, and we've seen him do all these great things. I'm not sure that he's even, you know, a lock to play well tomorrow. It's going to be tough. It's always tough on Sunday in Augusta.
You know, it's crazy. I would always say Tiger, golf needs Tiger to win the Masters. I don't feel like that needs to be the case anymore. Hey, it'd be great. It'd be the best story. It'd make everybody's job easier. There'd be more eyeballs on the product as possible.
Right.
Like, if Molinari wins on Sunday, it's a great story.
Yeah, it's a great story, but yeah.
It's not Tiger.
No, it's not Tiger. I mean, coming from, my job, and we're looking at web traffic and everything else, I mean, we know just how much Tiger does. But on the same token, I agree. The fact that he's thrown himself into the mix has already made for a great week, a great
story.
Does
so much. Hey, look at the Valspar last year. I would never watch the Valspar, and I was watching it because Tiger was at least in it.
Exactly. And in a way, the longer he doesn't win a major, so, he went all of last season before he got that first win. Now the longer, we get prolonged before he gets that first major, it just almost builds more suspense with each time he throws himself in the mix. So, yeah, I mean, you're right. It's going to be a big story either way. It's a great leaderboard. There's a ton of big names. And Francesco Molinari has become one of the big names. So, he deserves this spotlight and everything else. I do feel a little bad for CBS because – this could have had potential to be an all-time ratings bonanza.
Yeah, especially later.
Right, exactly. So, but on the bright side, assuming we finish tomorrow, it would be better than a Monday finish. But, yeah, a late afternoon Tiger still in the mix. I mean, wow, there could have been some ratings records broken.
Last one for you, Alex Myers. We talked about Molinari, Finau, and Tiger Woods. Kepka is 10 under. Webb Simpson, 9 under. Ian Poulter, 9 under as well. Who's another name that you look at that maybe goes and makes a run on Sunday?
Brooks Koepka. I mean, it's no doubt about it. He's 1 back of Tiger. He's 3 back of Molinari. I don't know how he didn't get any of those last 3 birdie putts to drop on the last 3 holes. Didn't even seem like he was doing much today. The coverage wasn't even paying attention to him. And you look up there, and he's right there.
Must have been because he lost 30 pounds, right? And that
story. Maybe, right? Yeah. So, I mean, this guy is so rock solid in the big events now. You just have to count on him being there. I mean, he's won 2 of the last 3, 3 of the last 6. He's a machine in major championships, and he's got a chance to quickly win a 4th tomorrow if any of those people ahead of him just slip a little. I just don't see him having a bad round, so I see him kind of being there down the stretch as well.
Alex, great stuff as always. Appreciate it. We'll do it again real soon. Make sure you read Alex at Golf Digest. Thank you so much, Alex. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, man. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.